Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anchalia and today is August 31st. Here are some top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open higher on August 31st as trends in GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 20 points. The BSE Sensex gained 11 points to close the previous session at 65,087, while Nifty 50 closed 5 points higher at 19,348 and formed a bearish candlestick pattern on the daily charts, making higher highs and higher lows formation for the third straight session. The pivot point calculator indicates that Nifty may get support at 19,333 followed by 19,305 and 19,260. In case of an upside, 19,423 can be the key resistance followed by 19,451 and 19,496. Moving on to international markets, US markets. S&P 500 futures were flat Wednesday night after the broad market index notched a fourth straight day positive. Salesforce earnings beat after hours. Futures for the S&P 500 and Nasdaq 100 futures oscillated near the flat line. Dow Jones Industrial Average futures rose 44 points or 0.1%. Salesforce advanced more than 5% in extended trading after the software company announced fiscal second quarter results and third quarter guidance Wednesday that exceeded analyst expectations. Those gains helped buoy Dow futures. Investors are coming off a positive session for major averages Wednesday with S&P 500 ending 0.38% higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.11%. Meanwhile, the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite gained 0.54%. It was the fourth winning day in a row for three major averages. These gains helped the major index trim their monthly losses. The Dow and S&P 500 are each lower by more than 1% in August, while Nasdaq is off by over 2%. Investors digested weaker-than-expected payroll data and annual gross domestic product growth forecasts that nevertheless suggested that the Federal Reserve could soon be done with hiking rates and boosting equities. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets rose across the board as investors braced for China's August factory activity data. The world's second-largest economy is forecast to see fifth straight month of contraction in manufacturing sector, according to Reuters poll. Economists polled are expecting the Purchasing Managers Index to come in at 49.4, representing softer rate of contraction compared with June's 49.3. Futures for Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index stood at 18,544, pointing to a stronger open compared to HSI's close of 18,482. Japan's Nikkei 225 advanced 0.33% and the TOPIX was up 0.31% as the country saw its retail sales jump more than expected in July, climbing 6.8% year-on-year compared with 5.4% rise expected by Reuters poll. South Korea's KOSPI rose 0.23% and the KOSDAQ was up 0.36% higher. South Korea's industrial production slid 8% year-on-year in July, marking its 10th straight month of contraction. The Australian S&P ASX 200 was 0.11% higher, on pace for 4th straight day of gains. Oil prices. Oil prices extended gains on Wednesday after US government data showed tighter than expected crude supplies in world's biggest fuel consumer, while a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico kept investors on the edge. Brent crude futures for October rose 21 cents to $85.70 a barrel. The October contract expires on Thursday, and the more active November contract was at $85.13, up 22 cents. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude futures rose 30 cents to $81.46. Both benchmarks rallied by more than a dollar on Tuesday as the U.S. currency weakened after soft U.S. job data reduced the likelihood of further increases to interest rates. Dollar Index. The dollar index traded 0.34% lower in futures at 103.18, whereas the value of $1 hovered near rupees 82.65. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors sold shares worth rupees 494 crore, while domestic institutional investors purchased shares worth rupees 1,323 crore worth of stocks on August 30. In other news, GIFT Nifty sets a record single-day turnover of $12.98 billion. GIFT Nifty, which stands as a new benchmark to the growth story of Indian equity market, reached an all-time high single-day trading activity of 3,36,535 contracts with a turnover of $12.98 billion on August 29th. Open interest stood at 3,08,000 contracts, representing substantial $11.93 billion in valuation. Moving on to stocks in focus, Aeroflex Industries. The Mumbai-based Metallic Flexible Flow Solutions Products Provider will debut on BSE and NSE on August 31st. The final issue price is set at ₹108 per share. Natco Pharma. The pharma company has made a strategic investment of $2 million in Delaware-based Iska Inc., which had a turnover of $9.3 million in the last fiscal year ending on December 2022. The strategic investment of 5.79% stake in Iska is for biocontrol of pests. Iska is engaged in the business of pest control for agriculture. Rail Vikas Nigam. The state-owned railway company has emerged as the lowest bidder for the projects worth ₹256 crore from Maharashtra Metro Rail Corporation. The said projects will be executed within 30 months. Ajanta Pharma. The specialty pharmaceutical formulation company has received final approval from United States Food and Drug Administration (FDA) to market topiramate extended release capsules available in 25 mg, 50 mg and 100 mg strength. Bharat Heavy Electricals. BHEL has secured an order for setting up two 800 megawatt supercritical thermopower projects stage 2 at Lara in Chhattisgarh. The first unit of 800 megawatt will be executed within 48 months from zero date and the unit 2 of 800 megawatt will be executed within 52 months from zero date. Sula Vineyard. Viral Invest Asia Private Limited is looking to sell up to 12.56% stake in the country's largest winemaker via a block deal. Block size may be 539 crore and the shares may be sold in the range of 473 to 508 per share. Viral Invest Asia Private Limited currently holds 20.91% stake in Sula Vineyard as of June 2023. Zomato. SVF Growth Singapore Private Limited, an affiliate of Japanese company SoftBank, has sold 10 crore equity shares, equivalent to 1.16% of paid-up equity in the food delivery giant via open market transaction at an average price of ₹94.7 per share. The stake sale amounted to ₹947 crore, while SVF's holding in the company was 3.35% or 28.71 crores as of June 2023. Moving on to our Voice of the Day segment, we have Ravindra Rao of Kotak Securities, who shares the outlook on crude oil prices, triggers behind the recent move, and targets for Brent. Listen in to find out more.
WTI crude oil futures have been steadily climbing since late June and are currently approaching a nine-month high. This surge is primarily due to the implementation of OPEC Plus output cuts, which were announced in June and have effectively tightened the physical oil markets. Negotiations are ongoing between Iraq and Turkey to resume Kurdish oil exports totaling around 0.5 million barrels per day through the Ceyhan terminal. Furthermore, US officials are considering a proposal to ease sanctions on Venezuela's oil sector, potentially permitting more companies and countries to import Venezuelan crude oil if the South American nation progresses towards a free and fair presidential election. Although agencies like the International Energy Agency and OPEC anticipate that most of the oil demand in 2023 will come from China, concerns persist regarding China's sluggish economic recovery. In July, China's trade data, industrial production, fixed asset investment and retail sales all fell short of expectations. September marks the peak month for hurricane activity in the US Gulf of Mexico, which contributes 15% of US oil output and approximately 5% of natural gas production, according to the Energy Information Administration. Investors are closely monitoring Hurricane Idalia as it moves over the Gulf of Mexico, east of major U.S. oil and natural gas production sites. Additionally, analysts expect that Saudi Arabia might likely extend a voluntary oil cut of 1 million barrels per day into October, given uncertainties regarding global supplies and the kingdom's goal of reducing global inventories further. Recent economic data from the United States revealed a significant drop in job openings in July, leading investors to speculate that Federal Reserve may be nearing the end of its tightening campaign. Sentiment also received a boost from reports indicating that China's largest banks are considering reducing interest rates on existing mortgages and deposits as part of state-directed measures to support growth in the world's second-largest economy. Considering the potential impact of hurricanes and optimistic developments in China, it is anticipated that oil prices might continue to trade with an upward bias. As per the price action, NYMEX WTI crude oil found support near $79 per barrel, and has recently risen above $81 per barrel. While the overall trend is upwards, there may be resistance around $85 per barrel mark. With that said, it is expected that prices will trade within a range of $79 to $85 with an upward bias. A breakout in either direction could provide a short-term trend to the prices. Disclaimer, neither I nor my relatives have any financial interest or beneficial ownership in the subject company slash commodities. Kotak Securities does not have any financial interest in the subject company slash commodity. Remember, to make smart trading decisions, it's important to stay informed about what's happening in the global economy.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading session and we'll see you same time tomorrow.